Third Screen, Marketing to Your Customers in a World Gone Mobile. Author Chuck Martin. The Third Screen Revolution. The mobile consumer is on the move, and marketers will have to learn how and where their customers aggregate in this new digital landscape, as well as how to interact with them effectively. Mobile marketing represents a qualitative change from past marketing methods. The relationship of the consumer to the device is not passive lean back of TV or the more active lean forward of the PC, but rather the fully interactive pull it forward of mobile. It's close, it's personal, and it's always on. TV, the first screen. Television revolutionized the way marketers reach consumers, allowing a company to touch millions with well-crafted and tested messages that the company controlled. The marketer was in the driver's seat. PC, the second screen. The personal computer fostered interactivity and allowed companies to communicate with and sell to their customers, easily gaining customer feedback and even permitting customers to provide input in the development of products or services. Mobile, the third screen. Phones enable customers to communicate directly with each other easily and share information and opinions in real time. The challenge and opportunity for businesses is to become part of those conversations and add value to them. The third screen revolution is driven by two aspects. One is technological and the other is behavioural. Mobile is unique. There are unique attributes of the smartphone that require marketers to look carefully at the best ways to interact with consumers. It's personal. It's not like a shared computer or a watched in a group like television. Multifaceted communications capability. A person can communicate by voice or words, and he can take, send, and receive pictures and videos as well as record his own voice. Time, location, supply, and demand. While supply and demand always have determinable, never before could time and location be added to the mix. Mobile now allows that. With location-based technology built into smartphones, marketers can determine precise customer location and, coupled with time, create highly targeted and relevant marketing messages based on that time and location in relation to their products and services. The standing up medium. You can, of course, use mobile while sitting still, but it's more likely that you will use it while standing and often while, well, mobile. Installed base. The number of people with mobile phones provide opportunity to reach substantial markets through the massive medium of mobile. Call to action capability. The customer has the phone. It's on, and the mindset of the customer can well be determined based on factors including time and location. Because of these capabilities and the intimate nature of the device, companies can issue an on-the-spot call to action for the customer. Customer-centric. The customer is in the driver's seat. Everything starts with untethered consumers since they start with their phones. The rise of untethered customers. With total digital mobility, mobile consumers are always connected and can do virtually anything with anyone, anytime, anywhere. Consumers can reach out to networks of others who may have purchased a particular item. When an untethered customer loves or hates something, he lets others know in real time. Customer engagement in a world gone mobile. With the rise of the untethered consumer, the substantial growth and use of smartphones, and freedom from time and location limits being added to the mix, mobile marketing requires an approach different from that of earlier marketing methods. The concept is not about mobile marketing as much as it's about marketing in a world gone mobile. Looking at the smartphone as just another sales or marketing channel misses the scope of the mobile revolution. Mobile is not incremental, it's transformational. It takes the concept of customer engagement to a new level, where the customer is totally in the driver's seat and each interaction is unique in the interplay between customer and business or brand. The good news for marketers in a world gone mobile is that all businesses start at the same point. For a company to be effective in a customer engagement in a mobile environment, it must provide clear value. While that value in the short term may be a discount or a coupon, mobile customers will ultimately expect more from the companies offering products and services to them. Mobile engagement. Marketing in a mobile world means turning many decades old marketing concept of AIDA on its head. AIDA, which stands for Attention, Interest, Desire and Action, describes the traditional stages of the selling process. Marketers must get the attention of the customer before they can hope to convince him of anything. Then they have to raise the interest, typically by showing the benefits of the product they are offering. They need to increase the desire for the product by showing how the product can satisfy the customer's needs. The final step, the key step of getting the customer to take action, takes a bit more persuasion, essentially by closing the deal. The untethered consumer may never give a salesperson a chance to use any of the ADA process. The consumer drives the process, which becomes faster and more intimate. More good news for marketers is that with mobile, the ability to interact with the customer during the actual buying process increases. When marketers or salespeople realize that they can do it both on location and while on the other end of a mobile communication, businesses need to realign to deal with the inbound mobile customer who reaches out to a company for information or service rather than being sought out by the business itself. This is a customer either on location or at the moment of purchase who wants to interact immediately with the brand or business. At the retail level, this means training frontline sales associates to recognize a mobile shopper and equipping those salespeople to interact intelligently with this new breed of empowered buyer. This is the new and real engagement model. On location. There are times the empowered consumer is at a location and a company can provide value in the form of helpful information, even if the customer is not in a position to make an immediate purchase. Location-based capabilities built into smartphone allow companies to provide relevant information to a potential customer immediately, or even lets the customer store multiple locations that he can access later. A customer with a smartphone may check in to a location through an app. This includes location-based tracking. If the customer agrees, his location can trigger marketing messages about relevant products and services based on that particular location, and which appear within a certain time frame. Marketers can use this customer detail as a background information, so that when a customer contacts a company, the company is already prepared to be of service. Mobile marketing. Where mobile goes from here and how we, as marketers, keep up are core questions. The technology will continue to improve and the increasing process for speeds, faster networks and more innovations in applications and features coming out of the mobile industry, smartphone adoption will continue to increase as well. More significant, the behaviours of untethered consumers will continue to evolve and fundamentally alter how companies and brands interact with them. Businesses will have to rethink how they market and communicate to these consumers. Companies must recognise that the mobile revolution is more than just an additional sales channel or a new place to advertise. It involves deep changes in the consumer behaviour at all levels, and it heightens the expectations of customers. The impact of this global phenomenon, called mobile, will be everywhere. Personal and always on. Welcome to the world of the third screen.